Now, he may not be a household name, but he is arguably one of the most influential figures in rock and roll. Burt Weedon, who's died at the age of 91, was a British guitarist who played alongside many more famous names, including Cliff Richard, Tommy Steele, Judy Garland and Tony Bennett. However, what the world has to thank Burt Weedon for is his ability as a guitar teacher. Here's a clip of him showing students how to play using reverb. Taster of Burt Weedon there. One of the musicians he inspired is the legendary guitarist Brian May from Queen. Brian's on the line now. Thanks for joining us here on NewsHour. I gather Burt Weedon was also a friend of yours.
He was a very, very dear friend, yeah. He and his wife Maggie and me and Anita shared many great nights together. He was a water rat, so we shared that, and he was King Rat at one point.
You'll have to explain for our listeners what that is. It's a charitable organisation, isn't it?
Yes. The Granddaughter of Water Rats is a kind of organisation. It's a charitable organisation, but it comes from the days of Music Hall. And they look after the old folks of Music Hall. And it's something which has really developed into this century as well, into the 21st century, you know, and it's still a very active organisation. They do a lot of work for children's charities, as well as looking after, you know, ageing musicians.
So, indeed. So what was he like then?
He was the most, I mean, he would be so sadly missed by all his friends, because he's one of the most generous and giving people I've ever met in my life. I mean, he was always teaching people, as you already mentioned, you know, privately and publicly. You know, he didn't have any secrets from anyone. And he was just so supportive to us all. There's not a guitarist in Britain from my generation who doesn't owe him a great debt of gratitude.
Well, there's some very big names, not just yours, but I also gather Eric Clapton, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Hank Marvin, they all learned from Burt Weedon.
Well, yes, we all reckon. He was the guy who really kind of showed us that it was possible, I think. In those days, it's hard to imagine, really, I suppose, but things were very different in those days. There wasn't any rock music in Britain. It's before the Beatles and the Stones and that sort of stuff, you know. And everything to do with rock music was coming out of America. And we only caught kind of glimpses of it on Radio Luxembourg under the bedclothes, pretending to be asleep. You know, it was a very exciting time. But there was Burt, who really was the only guy who had the expertise to stand behind these people or beside them and play along with them. So all these American artists who came to England would ask for Burt Weedon to play with them when they toured here, or, you know, on their records if they were recording over here. And, of course, he supported all that wave of great British artists like Cliff Richard, Marty Wilde, Adam Faith. You know, he was the man.
So in other words, all those people said, look, we want to sound like those, at the time, revolutionary bands coming out of America. Can you make it happen? And he was the one who could do that.
He could, and he really brought his own style to it, which you can tell by listening to that little clip. You know, he's very recognisable, his style, very different from what followed, but, you know, very much a part of the creation of British rock music.
So tell us about Play in a Day. Did you sit there with the manual and work out the chords?
Well, strangely enough, I didn't have it. My friends had it, so I saw the book. I didn't actually have a copy of it, but it was very much part of life in those days, and he was on TV as well, and he was the only guy who did this. He was on there showing you how to play the riffs, and showing you all how an electric guitar works. So he was very influential.
Presumably it wasn't possible to learn to play in a day, but, I mean, I suppose it captured that kind of desire of all teenagers to be able to immediately replicate what they're hearing on the radio.
Yeah, it was a bit of a sort of optimistic title, I suppose, really, but everybody was influenced. I mean, my very dear friend Cozy Powell, of course, was one of the great drummers Britain's ever seen, and he was a close friend. And me and Cozy and a couple of other people and Burt went to the Albert Hall one night to see the Shadows play. And I remember that was the first time Cozy ever met this legendary person that Burt Weedon was. And he said, "Burt, I'm so pleased to meet you. I had your book, Play in a Day, and that's why I became a drummer." Burt took it very well. He said, "Yes, I knew I was going to change the world." You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, he sounds like, as you said, an incredibly generous person. I mean, did he ever crave the limelight, the sort of limelight that you've enjoyed, for example?
No, I don't think so. He was very steady and very happy in his life. You know, he had a wonderful family. He had a wonderful wife who I spoke to this morning. And obviously, it's almost impossible to know what to say. It's just such a sad thing.